Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Harry Walker. Batting second. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting sixth. The catcher, Rube Walker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Ramazzotti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Monk Dubiel. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Monk Dubiel. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Bickford. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Vern Bickford. And now, play ball. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bickford fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to second. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a pop-up towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Edwards who is chasing the ball. Rickard reaches third base with a triple. Herman Reich now playing right field. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Ramazzotti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Rickard scores. It's 1-0, Braves. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is walked intentionally. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-1 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanky hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dubiel, and towards Ramazzotti, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pafko takes first base on ball 4. Reich moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground that hits Pafko. Pafko is out and Walker is safe at first. There goes Pafko trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Peanuts Lowry now playing center field. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rickard strikes out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramazzotti is called out on strikes. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0 for 1 in the game. Dubiel takes first base on ball 4. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Home settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 2 in the game. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Bickford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bickford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bickford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Walker strikes out. 2 outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 2 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Lowry moves to second. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanky hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramazzotti scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Pete Reiser now playing center field. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dubiel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker bunts towards first. Fletcher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0 for 3 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Verbin reaches second base with a double. Walker goes all the way around to score. Verbin moves to third. It's 2-1, Cubs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Verbin scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Reich moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bobby Hoeg now pitching. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rickard hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holmes for the out. Two outs. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sokold hits a fly ball into right field. Reich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holmes. Gustin reaches second base with a double. Bob Ramazzotti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramazzotti is 0 for 3 in the game. Ramazzotti hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gustin moves to third. One out. Monk Dubiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dubiel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dubiel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reiser who is chasing the ball. Dubiel reaches third base with a triple. Gustin scores. It's 5-1, Cubs. Harry Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Clint Konitzer pinch hits for Bobby Hoog. Clint Konitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramaz Zotti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Dubiel drops the ball. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dark for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Red Barrett now pitching. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herman Reich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reich moves to second. Rube Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gustin hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-3 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gustin settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Gustin. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ryan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Ryan reaches second base with a double. Holmes moves to third. Emil Kusch now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sokold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a fly ball into center field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Elliott pinch hits for Red Barrett. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Boston Braves, 2. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.